Set your calendars if you're around. This weekend, we'll be blessing the baby Jesus at our masses. Those baby Jesuses from your nativity scenes. And if you haven't pulled those creches out yet, let this be a reminder from me and from the Vatican. Just about a week ago, the Vatican unveiled its annual nativity scene, sitting in the middle of St. Peter's Square. As you can imagine, it's a little bigger than our own, or even Father Jim's on Carrollton Avenue. For one, ours doesn't sit next to any 85-foot tree, a size I've yet to find in the Home and Depot lawn and garden section. Each year, a different artistic rendering of the birth of Jesus is offered. And this year, they've gone hyper-realistic. 23 life-sized figures, all wooden with hand-carved faces. The Vatican Nativity shows humble life of the first century by taking a cue from Italian village life of the early 20th, complete with lumberjack, cheesemaker, and clothes washer. Nativity scenes, especially this year's Vatican installment, remind us of the basic Christian truth of the season. God becomes one of us, like us in all things but sin, a squirmy little baby born into a place with normal people and regular labor. Even there, though, even as a lifelike a representation or in our real human connection, that's only part of the story. God is near us, is like us, but is always more than us. He does not grow faint nor grow weary, Isaiah describes the divine in our first reading today. Helpful because God's divine Son tells the crowds of our gospel, "Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest." For whatever those burdens and labors are, seminarians might have a few ideas during this exam week, God offers us rest, never fainting nor growing weary, always telling us in those little relatable signs of the season, from the creches on our tables to the ones at the Vatican, that our God comes as us, but is always more than us. As Christians, then, we approach our God, our little God, knowing all that he offers us. What a gift he neither grows faint nor weary from offering.